Yeah, I remember John. We used to speak quite frequently, but he's left us some years ago now. But I don't think it was necessarily WX we were all in a rush for. It was a whole bunch of us, but we were just trying to get in at the end of the 2x1s because they were going to be gone. It was going to be AA8, you know, AA. And you had RPAG, got WYM, and I got WX and WY. Who else got some WSAD and that? And those guys were a little earlier. It was just some of us right at the tail end there were trying to just get anything before they ran out. I would have never got my extra. I was quite content. But I got a really stinky amateur advanced call. And I didn't know that you could simply just submit and get a new one. And you couldn't pick what you wanted at that time, but you could just say, oh, I don't like this. You could put in for another, you know, call sign, and you'd get the next one. And I hated my advanced call. And so I said to myself, okay, that's it. I got to upgrade, you know, because that's the only way I'm going to get rid of this stinky thing. There were no vanity calls at the time. I'm glad I didn't know you could just put in for another one because I might have been content to just stay there. But instead, I forced myself, and unlike you, by the skin of my teeth, I was able to get to 20 and pass, you know, 7 out of 10 questions, chicken scratch, the whole nine yards. You know, if I didn't have the luxury of 7 out of 10 questions and, you know, being able to, you know, have a chicken scratch on paper, I would have probably, you know, I'd probably never been able to. If I had to do a solid minute copy, forget it. Never would have happened. But you know, I pushed myself, and, you know, I was able to do it, and I'm glad I did. And, you know, and that was all just to get in at the tail end of the 2x1s. And then I know they ran out, and then Don and Don and Mike Mastrovito, they both got an apartment in Maryland or somewhere out that way, and both got WX3 L and M. And that was kind of cool. So I was WX8L, and Mike was WX3L, and Don got, because they went together, WX3M. He's long since, you know, moved on to KDB. And Mike's still WX3M, so he's the last of the WXs, the old native ones. But as soon as they started vanities and people started getting WX, you know, you could just wipe your butt and get a WX call. It lost its charm for me. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody would monkey up my call and say, oh, W8XL, I just got so sick of correcting people. And it doesn't matter. They don't got to know your call right. But it was annoying. And it just lost its charm for me. And the only thing it had is that everybody knew me as that. And I said, who cares? I joked when the day that the vanity calls were reestablished back in, what was it, 93, 95, whatever the hell it was, somebody said, you going to change yours? And like, nope. Love my call. The only way I'll change it is one call comes up, WAFU. WAFU comes up. If Brian McLaughlin passes and that call becomes available, then I'll upgrade. Other than that, I go, I'm done. And I watch them every year, every couple of 6 months.